Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny 106.7 The Fan. Kirk Cousins was on the show on Friday after the Redskins played a Thursday night home game on Thanksgiving against the Giants. And he had some very pointed things to say about the field surface, the turf at FedEx Field, and what he perceives to be a major issue. Here is part of what Kirk Cousins told us.
I noticed, it probably doesn't look like a professional NFL field should, first of all. Second of all, I watched last year's game at the end of the season and had forgotten how many times running backs, receivers, people had slipped while playing. And, I don't know if that's we need to get the longer cleats on or what it is, but, if you think the field is rough now on Thanksgiving, I mean, we got two more home games in mid to late December, and that's probably going to be a bigger challenge. So it is what it is. I don't know why it is that way or what causes it. I've kind of learned to just accept it and understand it as a part of the deal that, playing here, the field just has never been that great in the second half of the season for whatever reason. But, I remember even going back to the playoff game my rookie year that it just gets in rough shape as the year goes on. And, we got to control what we can control, which is put on the right set of cleats or, have good footing, but we can't use it as an excuse. And there's too many times where, we have crucial plays where we have to have better footing because it can be the difference in a win or a loss or in a staying on the field or punting when a guy slips and we don't make the play.
Don't you think if you're Dan Snyder and you're Bruce Allen, because this gets back to you now, it has to have, it went all over the place over
please
the last few days.
Please be embarrassed.
Don't you think your quarterback you pay $24 million and the captain of your team saying this has to matter? If you don't want to care that Danny Ruye yells about it in middays on 106.7 The Fan, or that Chad Dukes is going to crush you in afternoon drive, or that Channel 7 or Channel 9 is going to do a story on it, fine, don't care. If you're not going to care that all the fans that pay the money to come to the stadium are embarrassed by it and say that it looks bad, fine, don't care. But when your starting quarterback with a C on his jersey says something about it, because I've told you in the past, I have players that come up to me pregame and talk to me about the surface regularly. Every single season, multiple times over, I promise you, people have come up and said something about it. Kickers that leave here say it's the worst surface to kick on in the league. At some point, something has to matter. Is this that something? That your quarterback saying, doesn't look like it should, doesn't play like it should. Because those are two different things. Looking bad, the optics, the brown in between the hash marks, is one thing on those aerial shots where it looks embarrassing. But if it still plays well, plays fine, if the brown dried up grass plays okay, then it's not that big of a deal. But Kirk Cousins is saying it doesn't. Guys are slipping and sliding and falling. You saw him fall for a sack. You saw him get his footing messed up on an interception. It's not just that it looks bad. It also doesn't play well.
2012 Seahawks playoff game. Their guys are walking through going, this is unacceptable. The Redskins know it's unacceptable. If Robert Griffin, the guy you traded multiple picks for and used to change the direction of your franchise, lying in a ACL-strewn heap on, inside your own 20 on that brown crap grass, if that didn't shake you into changing, nothing will. Nothing has changed since then. They're still hosting their soccer games. They're still hosting their concert series. They're still Kenny Chesney's still going to do his show there. They're still doing a million things on that surface. It's unacceptable. It should be the first thing that they fix. What do you care about? What do you care about, Redskins organization? This is your test. This should remind all of us. This is a easy thing to demonstrate that you care. It's not going to be perfect. No one's saying it is. It's just like trying to get opposing fans out of there, et cetera.
Right.
Do you care to try? Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Chicago, Denver, Green Bay. Never once should I hear anything about the climate of our region being difficult to grow grass. Worse climates than ours. Kansas City snows sometimes in the winter as well. I didn't even include them. But I'm looking at northern cities that have to deal with worse weather conditions than us. It doesn't look like that.
Did you see the grass in Pittsburgh last night?
I noticed green grass on the
field. By the way, years ago, I read a piece. I think it was from 2012. That Heinz Field surface was considered the worst in football in polling done by the NFLPA of players. They have fixed that problem. Miami played Pitt there on Friday. That grass looked immaculate last night. I believe they've resodded within the last couple of weeks from what I was reading. Normally it takes a couple of weeks to do that. So I don't know how recently it was, but it looked great. That's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Very cold, snows all the time. I don't know the fix. If you know, please call us, 800-636-1067. Here's what I do know. And I disagree with a lot of people on this. Our buddy J.P. Finley does an awesome job covering the Redskins for NBC Sports Washington. Was on with Craig Hoffman, who was in for Chad on Friday. I was driving over to Channel 5, I believe. And J.P. said, you know, people shouldn't complain about the concerts and the soccer field, like games. That's not the problem. I'm not telling you that's the problem. But until your surface does not look like this one did on Thursday night, stop having soccer games immediately. Until your grass between the hash marks isn't brown and disgusting and embarrassing to the point where, what's John Legend's wife's name?
Chrissy Teigen.
Chrissy Teigen is tweeting about it. Stop having that. Don't have concerts in August. Don't have soccer games. Don't have college games during the NFL season. Do not do it. Because this is already a bad surface, we can all agree. It looks terrible and it plays poorly. That does not help.
You don't get
I'm not blaming soccer games for that. But I am going to, until I fix this or figure it out, the only thing that's going to matter is 10 NFL dates. That's it. I don't need to make another penny on my grass and stadium until I solve that problem.
Yeah, and they'll never change this. I'll tell you that right now. This is what they care about. They care about filling the stadium, and that's why opposing fans will continue to dominate time after time after time, and they care about making that money. They care about it. And I understand. I want businesses to do well. I am a capitalist. I like, if you've got a good product, you use that product. They care more about that than winning. This is a dichotomy that every professional team has to walk. What's the most important thing to you? Is it to increase the bottom line of ownership, or is it to win? Because fans are sold that it's winning. And you can hear a lot of lip service. You can hear a lot of different things. But when the rubber meets the road and you don't care about winning, you don't care about the best possible product at all times, this is the result you get. You get Virginia Tech taking on whoever they're going to take on, Syracuse or Notre Dame or whoever the hell every year. You get a bowl game. You get concerts. You get a bunch of things that have nothing to do with your football operation. When you can't get right, you don't get the extra privileges. If you want to tell me that the most important thing in your house with overgrown shrubs and grass out front to the point that wildlife are living there, with broken down gutters and shingles and everything else, you want to dust in the corner of your office room, it's asinine. You've got to fix the major, glaring, fixable thing. Never, ever tell me about the climate. Worse places have it infinitely better.
Well, only that, though. I know that a lot of people will blame this on the grounds crew or the head groundskeeper. That is not the issue here. They have had different people over the years doing this. They have had different people in charge of the stadium. They have invested money and looked into problems they have with draining and all kinds of different issues. This is bigger than that. The grounds crew works their butt off. I know the dude personally who runs the grounds crew. I see him at every single game. I talk to him. Yeah, we're trying. We're doing this. It is not on them. This is not a situation. Bring someone in that knows grass and they'll fix it. That surface is a terrible place to grow and keep grass. This, I know you don't want to hear about this region, but it is a really bad place because you say Philly's worse and Pittsburgh's worse. Supposedly, we have more humidity and issues here in the Mid-Atlantic than they have there, even though it's colder and it snows more, that make it more difficult in the winter. I don't know. That's above my pay grade. I know that this is above the groundskeeping. This is about spending money, advancing your technology. And if this is just what it is, then we need to have a serious conversation about should you have natural grass or not. Now, I am of the belief that I'd rather have natural grass that looks terrible, like Thursday night, than go to a field turf because that's what the players want. And that's what generally coaches want. I don't know what Jay Gruden would prefer. I know Mike Shanahan wanted natural grass as an example. A lot of people do. But that's a conversation that needs to happen. What do you guys make of Kirk Cousins' comments that it doesn't look like an NFL field should and that it doesn't play well in the second half? And basically he said, we just have to get used to it. We've known for years that we go into it and we kind of chalk it up as cost of doing business. Is that okay? That's how the players view this. 800-636-1067, Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.